Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from November 14th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq. Towards your right, and looking at yesterday's performance, it was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. Most U.S. equity indexes were in negative territory to flat for the day. We saw the Russell 2000 leading the way to the downside, down 94 basis points. Did see the U.S. dollar, along with crude oil, lead the way to the upside. But first, touching here on the Russell 2000, is this is really the only major U.S. equity chart action we saw yesterday as it reversed down into O's after moving up to match its all-time high there at 2440, reversing down here into O's at 2380. So exhale here, pretty healthy chart action overall. Potentially could even see a pullback to this 2300, 2280 level is where it could possibly settle and wouldn't be too surprising, and health still would consider that healthy chart action overall. Now, looking at indicators, we really only saw the 10-week for the S&P 600 reverse down, and we saw some other 10-week action as stocks sort of dip back below their 50-day moving average, but most still reside where they have increased to recently. And we did mention the U.S. dollar previously. We did see with yesterday's action and moving above that 106.50 level, moving back into a positive trend and coming up to match its 2024 chart high from April there. This counts as the fourth trend change we've seen in the past 12 months, which we've only ever seen that one other time, from September of 08 through March of 09. So interesting to see this many trend changes currently. Still technically range bound as it's coming up to resistance here at 107, 107.50, also in overbought territory as well. So this is actually the most overbought it's been since, interestingly enough, post-election 2016. So worth watching here as we are getting extended, also coming up to resistance. So where might it reverse down to or see a potential exhale to, and when that may occur, sort of the question that we it remains looming. So we'll watch for that. But then moving on to other chart action, we did see the iShares MSCI EFA ETF continue to retract, moving down to 77 due to that dollar increase, moving closer to the bottom of the trading band. Sitting in highly oversold territory, but not quite extremely oversold, and then still have support there at 74 for EFA. TNX, just worth mentioning, the 10-year yield chart reversing up into X's with yesterday's action there at 4.45, sort of been a near-term level of resistance here since June. But we also did see PPI come out roughly in line with expectations and estimates this morning. So we'll continue to monitor the TNX chart as well. As far as earnings go, we did see Disney report earnings and report a beat and issue guidance. Currently trading on 111, so above this 110 level, showing the potential of moving back into a positive trend, will increase above the top of the trading band there, increasing at least to a 2 for 5-er. But short-term holders, if you were looking to potentially lock in profits, it'll now move back above the top or move above the top of the trading band, giving you an opportunity. But long-term holders probably just looking to sit tight here for the time being. Then, as far as Applied Materials go, AMAT, it reports after close, currently a 3 for 5-er after testing that bearish resistance line here recently. It rejected it and ultimately reversing down. We keep an eye on support there at 180, as well as support in the lower 170s at 172 and 174. But that'll wrap us up for today. And as always, if you have any particular questions about a chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320 8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.